I, Vegeta, the prince of all Saiyans, hereby command that you do not listen or subscribe to the Dragon Ball 4 Life podcast. Whatever you do, would you defy royalty? No! Bye!
Anime, we have your attention, please, and welcome to another episode of Dragon Ball 4 Life, where you come for the content, but you stay for the culture. We talking about culture like Goku eating soul food. We talking about Ichigo with our Ichi bros. We the Outlaw Stars, giving you the Outlaw Bars, preaching the good word on all things nerd. As always, we are your hosts, the Fusion Dance Dons, aka the Mong Gods.
Gods!
I go by the name of Brogita, the Prince of All Sayings, Mr. Matthew Porter, aka Matty Ice, here with my counterpart, the Oob to my Majin Buu, my Dende one, going from the lookout to the cookout, Mr. Troto Trav. Talk to the people, Trav.
You know me, it's the kid Troto Trav, and I stay chilling, and I love thy women like Krillin, and we here
he does
for
love
a little, for a little special quickie,
a little quick job.
Yeah. A little something. And I don't know why when I said quickie, I went in my smooth jazz voice, but
you know,
my quickie bag. A little something.
Nah, you know, lifers, we told y'all, you know, at the end of 2023, top of 2024, that we wanted to start putting things out in more regularity since we've caught up to the chapter reviews. You know, we didn't want to just give you guys things once a month. So we're going to come up with little like fun little shorts. You know, I'm sure we'll come up with a name. A little quick, John, a little half a hyperbolic time chamber. You know, half a year, not the full
little
year.
Burst limit, you know what I'm saying?
Where, hell yeah, there it is. A little burst limit with a side of sparkling water. You know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So for this one, we figured, you know, because we love a good pun on DB4L. So, you know, all the sportscasters and radio stations and ESPN, they always give you a top five. We said, bump that noise. We going to give you a top four life. So we're going to give you a top four of our favorite DB episodes. We aren't going to limit ourselves into Dragon Ball Z, even though I imagine most of our favorite episodes are probably going to be in Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
But it is open. You know what? Maybe we'll do DBZ because all mine are DBZ. Are all
mine
yours
are
DBZ?
All DBZ because I've actually read the Dragon Ball manga. But,
all right, bet.
I still need to watch the anime in its entirety. So, anime episodes definitely are.
Okay. Sorry. So calling DBZ. A slight pivot. So for this little listicle, this burst limit with a side of sparkling water, we're going to give you our top four life DBZ episodes. And then maybe next one we'll do Dragon Ball and then we can do Dragon Ball Super.
And by top, we say our favorites. So for those that are listening, let us know what your favorites were and, you know, we'll talk about them. But, these are the ones that, and I'm sure Matt, you're probably going to at least guess what some of mine will be, or like when you hear them, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I know why, like Trav fuck with that. So
yeah. I imagine that a lot of Trav's favorite episodes might be centered around a specific character.
Yeah. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah,
so
I'll let you
get it.
Yeah, I'll go first.
It off for us. Yeah,
so I'm gonna get the easy one out the way because I've mentioned on this podcast many a times that my favorite episode of Dragon Ball all time is the dubbed title is Best of the Boys, and that was the juniors tournament when Goten and Trunks went one-on-one. That is my favorite fight in all of Dragon Ball. It has my favorite, one of my favorite musics, the PyCon Goku fight. That's one of my favorites. That could be a listicle too. Top DBZ themes, you know, top DBZ themes that we might do. But just everything about that fight. And you know, it's a win for the Vegeta family. You know, we got one over the Gokus.
Isn't it funny that like that? It took them. Well, I mean, I guess you could talk about future Trunks, but they had to bring it to another generation for Vegeta to get like get a win.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And of course, Goten looks exactly like Goku, so it's sort of playing in that. I mean, did Goku Jr. and Vegeta Jr., like, who won that fight in GT?
I don't remember. Did it play out?
No, actually, no, it didn't.
Yeah, I don't think it played
conclude.
Out.
Yeah, and did we ever learn who, like, they were descendants of? Because Pan was their great grandmother.
Yeah,
Pan was Goku Jr.'s great-grandmother.
Exactly, but they don't say
who his parents were?
They never really say, to the best of my knowledge, like, yeah, who Pan's kids were, or even who she got married to. You know,
right,
they,
right.
They kind of leave it ambiguous, just up in the air. It's in the cloud. No one understands
yeah,
the cloud.
Yeah, we have two characters that just look exactly like the legendary warriors, Goku and Vegeta, named after them, and we just don't know their lineage at all, yes, outside of Pan.
Right, especially if we're, I feel like, I don't know the age difference. I don't think it's crazy, but the height difference is. I feel like they've always kind of implied that regular timeline Trunks and Pan had like a thing in GT, kind of, or at least she had a crush on him. Maybe, so I was like, who knows?
I mean, that age difference is kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm not sure what the age difference is.
Yeah, I mean, we ain't going to put that on Trump's
just
yet.
We won't.
It's almost as if they're like, do they have like a weird thing of predators? Because I mean, we were just talking about Mai, who's technically like 40 right. something, who
definitely
is
rocking the cradle,
who was going on dates with Trunks, who is in high school but isn't yet legal. So I mean, that's another situation.
And Master Roshi just been out here dying and bopping,
right,
for centuries.
Yeah, Mai's out here on her Josh Giddy shit. So Mai Giddy. You know,
Japan's number one top G.
right.
All right, buddy. Yeah, so that was my number one, because like I said, I've said it a bunch, so I didn't want to save that to last and everybody know. But what's your I guess these are in no particular order, but what's your first one?
We're just gonna go with the one that's an easy oop, you know, Lob City, CP3 to DeAndre Jordan.
That's
a wild reference. Anyways, but
I'm here for it.
And though I would say the Toonami commercials for it is another reason that like really like got me hyped for it when I finally saw it. It's when my guy Future Trunks first arrived. When he first arrived. I'm a sucker for characters with swords. So we see a Dragon Ball Z character using his sword, not using just straight up Ki Blast. And he just shows up, goes Super Saiyan, and handles not only just Frieza, but King Cold with ease. After we spent
the whole Frieza Force,
oh man, we spent hundreds of episodes, hundreds of watching everybody struggle against this man. Here comes this time travel that's just like, is this yours? And then just lifts up that
hey, Frieza.
Hey, Frieza. And then like, do you remember in the Toonami commercial when he was doing the burning attack? It was like, and at four, boom.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah,
man, that would get me so hype. And I'm pretty sure too, I saw that before I saw the History of Trunks special. And then when I saw the History of Trunks special, I'm like, damn, like, yeah. it made me a fan of him even more, because it's like, yo, we had a character that finally went through some pain and strife, and shit was just not good. Like, it didn't get better. He didn't wish anybody back. He was just stuck
he
in this
couldn't
reality.
Wish anybody back.
Yo, right? And it I always wondered too, if you know, with him learning about Beerus and Whis and everything when he traveled back and past in the past for the Goku Black art, you know, maybe did he, I'm sure at some point he's going to learn about the Super Dragon Balls. Like, do you think that he would even I personally think he's been so far removed from the deaths of everybody, I think he just would let it be and not go for the Super Dragon Balls to wish people. Or he wouldn't. What are the limitations of the Namekian Dragon Balls? Like, could he, if he found new Namek in his timeline, do they have the power to wish people back from that long?
Yeah, I don't. So I vaguely remember, and you know, lifers, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost positive Namekian Dragon Balls don't have the "you can't be wished back more than once" clause. I'm pretty sure that was like a big attractive thing that we need, that because they could wish back people who had been brought back before, like, i.e. Krillin. Yeah, because Krillin definitely was wished back.
And there wasn't a time limit or anything.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think so.
Oh, they've been dead for over like 20 years or something like that. So I've always, I've always wondered, like, you know, you do know that there's like other beings and people in your universe that can get you that sort of information. But anyways, I digress. But yeah, well, the way that Trunks just showed up, badass, had the Capsule Corp jacket with the collars popped up, like back in
the half jacket.
Yeah, like
it serves no functional purpose in the cold.
It's like, yo, my titty's warm, but my bicep's cold. Facts. So,
name of this episode: my titty's warm, but my biceps are cold.
Biceps cold.
I fucking love that.
Yeah, man. So,
but to answer your question, bro, I kind of am on the same train of thought as you. It's like, Trunks strikes me as someone who is comfortable in his closure. Like, when things happen,
he
makes peace with it. It just kind of is what it is. Like, he went to a universe where the mother that he was raised by is not there anymore. And it's a mom that he, I guess it's the same, but not the same. So it's just like,
right.
That's like the definition of being okay with, you know, the hands you're dealt. Cause it's like, I would imagine that Bulma would obviously have more of an attachment to the son that she's in the right universe with.
Her legit son.
Yeah, as opposed to like her alternate universe son is just like, oh, yeah, I love you too.
Right. Like, can you imagine if you had just another timeline version of you show up? I'm like, yo.
Yeah, I'll fuck out of here, bro.
Like, I'm my crib. Like, hey, I'd be getting mad at shit.
Go move to
anything.
The West Coast. Over there. Like it's not enough East Coast for the both of us.
I'd be fighting with myself if I saw him walk in like his alley or something. I'm like, yo, whoa, what you doing?
Hey.
You don't know her? You don't know her? Like, what?
Yeah, shorty checked in the previous universe, bro. Get out of here, dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah, go back to your timeline. I don't know what you coming from.
Right. So, like, you should have took care of your shit.
They got it. Right. You know how in video games you can change colors outfits? That's what they got to do in that timeline. Like, that Trunks, both Trunkses can't wear the same colored outfits. They got to have, like, he got to have, like, a red Capsule Corp jacket with a blue scarf.
You know what? the Trunks that we know and love, just, you know, have him dye his hair back purple. Just get purple.
Go back to your natural hair, bro. Go back to your natural hair. Like, don't try to dye it anymore, man. Come on.
Or just come to Universe 7. Come chill in Universe 7, bro. Like, you know, we miss you here.
That's
bro.
All he needed to do, because at least there's a distinct difference between the two of them.
Exactly. All right, you got a young one and an old one. Exactly. So you all good to go. All right, let me see what I got. For my second episode, much in line with your first, I think the rest of mine are centered around one specific character. So we always talk about, you know, this man not getting his just dues, but every now and again Toriyama remembers, you know what, this, let me throw this man a bone, and it's my guy Vegeta, guy Vegeta,
just a little,
you know, little bone. And the bone that he was throwing on this one, definitely friend of the show, the bone that he was throwing on this one was a metallic bone. And my second episode is No Victory for Android 19. And it was the episode where Super Saiyan Vegeta beat the dog shit out of Android 19.
When he first arrives.
Yeah, buddy. And he was just like, oh, if anyone's going to kill Goku, it's going to be me. I can't let you put the paws on you no more, bro.
He pulled up to the function after, like, straight from the barbershop. Like, oh, I'm feeling on a bean right now. Like, I got my lineup. Y'all can still see the chalk lines. So let me show y'all what I'm about to do and bag the best shorty.
Yeah, he had that fresh Fashion Nova men's fit. He got rid of the shoulder pads, was strapless.
Right.
Went strapless with the vest.
And it ain't even out yet. He had the Fenty Limp Bomb by ASAP Rocky. Like, you said, I'm traveling time. I'm transcending time. What you talking about, man?
big facts. He was just like, yo, he said, let me get rid of the shoulder pads. He said, this one's for fashion, not function. He was like, you know, trying to make a statement out here. But we always talk about like Vegeta, his smugness, and, you know, him like talking his shit and everything when he puts the pause. The hands and the feet. It is a gift and a curse, but I don't think there's any better example of Vegeta shit talking than this episode.
Right. And it was just so funny because, like, how much of a fat lard Android 19 was. Yeah. It was just hilarious that he just showed up and was like, "Ah, you weakling. Like, let me toss you around real quick. You ain't nothing." Yeah.
Just you know, even him, like, letting 19 grab onto him and, you know, suck the energy out and whatnot, what have you, and just be like, "Yeah, that's Freak right, bull. Android. Never say die." Like, that's, like, one of my favorite parts. And, you know, pushes his hands off. Yeah, it's just the smugness and the ass-whooping and the victory. And I feel like Toriyama often forgets about the Big Bang Attack. Like, we always see Final Flash. We always see Gallic Gun. This was a time where the Big Bang Attack got the shine, and it's very rare that Vegeta ever uses the Big Bang Attack anymore. You know, that's like his OG, his OG finisher. So, you know, having 19 get blown to smithereens with the Big Bang Attack was just the Pierre de Resistance. You know,
what is annoying ass voice?
Yeah, you know what's crazy?
Shut your fat ass up.
As annoying as it was, I loved the Faulkner version of 19's voice. Like, the redubbed, like, the Kai version of Android 19's voice is terrible. Like, fucking hate it.
Listen, "Oh, you want it worse? Bet. We got
you." Yeah, like, it shit went from, like, high pitch to super low. It was just not good. Yeah,
said, "What's good with you, boy?"
Yeah. He's like, "I am sucking all your energy." Like, I'm like, "Whoa, what the fuck is that? Like, freak boy?"
Yeah, like, fuck out my face, man. Nasty ass motherfucker.
get your white pasty hands off me, sir.
Yeah. And your hat is trash too. Whatever it is,
right, man. Yeah. Like,
it is garbage.
That's a binky on your head.
Right. What you let me just ding, like, right. Got a little bell. Little bell on at a hotel lobby.
Man,
like,
got a bell. He got a bell / baby nipple on top of his noggin.
He said, "Man, just check me in and give me my hotel room card, man."
he did the bow tie. He definitely looked like a bellhop. Yeah.
Yeah, he's concierge ass, like.
he said it's just to say room 19, bro. Like, right. Concierge ass nigga. Like, nah, Android 19.
Right.
Sweet 19.
Let me get one of those things to put my suitcases on and roll that shit to my room, man.
Yeah, facts. Like, all right, sweet 19, whatever you say, bro.
Right.
Double Hilton, entendres of
Hilton 19.
Yeah. Hilton 19. Name of this episode. All right, bro. Wait, what you got
plenty
next?
Options,
what's your second
plenty
one?
Plenty of options. I'm going to stick to the same theme, and I've talked about this episode so many times, but when Trunks returns to the future and kills 17, 18, and Cell, it's just after watching the there's been actually multiple times that I've watched the History of Trunks special and then watched that episode immediately after it, because you just knew the pain and strife that Trunks went through in his timeline, and then the struggle that he still went through when he went Super Saiyan, and then when he arrived in 17 and 18 were cocky as hell, like, "You know what, we're gonna eliminate our fun, but I'm mad because you killed this guy that I thought looked cute." And then sure enough, Trunks said, "I don't think you got the funds for that, big fella." So
he's an easy big fella.
And he handled them with ease. And the thing, and that's another thing I love about Trunks, is because, I mean, he had to be this way because of just his upbringing. But, like, nah, he ain't giving nobody second chances. He ain't trying to play around. He just wants to handle his business. Done. And we out.
Quick,
and, like,
quick,
we
fast,
need,
and hairy.
We need more characters like that. Yeah, because it's just kind of like, you know, obviously Goku, but, "Oh, I want to fight you again." And then Vegeta will let someone, you know, train or absorb or get stronger, then he gets murked, and it's just like, yo, I really bang with Trunks' energy just because he's just, "Yo, I'm here to handle business. I ain't trying to let shit get worse. My life already sucks. Like, I need to make sure this shit gets better." So yeah, that episode, sometimes I'll just run it back randomly. Like, I just love that episode. It's just right to the point, and then Bulma's like, "Oh, you look different And you say, "Yeah, you know, I've been in the gym." You know what I'm saying? "I'm in the gym working out.
You know, you bench about that 4-4-50, you know?"
"Yeah, you know, I just PR'd, you know, so it's all good." "I ain't got, it ain't nothing.
He said, I just slammed a G Fuel, you know, feeling good.
Ooh, plug.
You know,
energized for the day.
You feel me? And I like how he lost the jacket. Like, just went straight tank top. He's like, yo, I'm about to catch wreck with the suns out, guns out, you know?
Right. I mean, they 17 and 18 didn't see he looked a little different. Like, they didn't see, like, boy, oh shit, he looked like he'd been working out. Okay.
Like, facts. Like, that's a good point, Trey. I never thought about that, because, like, they literally sent this man running to the past, and then he show up, like, with wanting the smoke, and they just like, oh, he's still a bitch? Like, no, he's not.
like it took a couple punches, and like, whoa, I don't know what happened to you, kid, but you seem a lot different. Yeah,
damn, bro. You know what's crazy that I just thought about? You know, Trunks traveling back to the future, he essentially could have landed like same day that he left, like timeline wise.
So
they really could have been thrown. Like, bro, I just seen you yesterday, and you was a bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Say, like, wasn't you? Weren't you just like
man, I was just slapping you around?
I couldn't even like feel the punches. I just literally just stood there and took them. Yeah, like kicked you across a field. Like I was like stomping your head out in some grass. Like, what's going on?
Damn, that's a dick move by Trunks. He purposely went back like the day he left, so he had to throw everybody off.
he said, hold that thought real quick.
Yeah, he said, what was that date that I left? All right, yeah, that's what I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go back that day. Let's show him what's up.
he should have went back the day that Gohan died.
I mean, that's facts. You're not wrong.
As Gohan's taking him on by himself with one arm, that would have been dope if he just pulled up like, hey, you know what? I got this. Yeah. Don't you worry about it.
I guess the logic is he wanted to go back at a time where he had already left. So it wouldn't be like the cross promotion of Trunks's that we ended up
with. Oh, yeah. I don't think he could have like he already broke the laws of time, so he's
facts.
Like,
he lucky Beerus was asleep.
Like, right. Like, because if he was going back to the time when Gohan died, then he obviously would be showing up where his younger version was still there, so he had to go back to that specific time. But
exactly,
he did his business though. So what you got next for us?
In spirit of, you know, the peaks and valleys that come along with being a Vegeta fan, we talked about, you know, he gets thrown a bone, and then in typical Toriyama Toritaro fashion, it is usually routinely snatched right away. So my next episode, even though it isn't a Vegeta appreciation episode, I do love it. Deadly Beauty, when Vegeta goes one-on-one with Android 18 all up and down the highway. And ends up gets his arm broke, gets that ass whooped and everything. Because even though 18 was toying with him, I love that fight. Like, that was a great fight. It literally went all over the place. It was a true one-on-one fight. 17 was the one that set the terms. Like, all right, we'll stay out of it as long as y'all stay out of it, which I thought was cool. That you know they the bad guy set the terms. It's funny because, you know, the Z Warriors are known for jumping niggas. So he had the one up on
and
him.
Mind you, like, I haven't been successful in it too many times. They might be the only crew that ever jumps people unsuccessfully.
That's facts, bro. Like, it never works out. Like,
nah.
Tried to run down on Nappa, didn't work. Tried to run down on Frieza, didn't work. Like, tried to run down on Metal Frieza, Future Trunks beat him to it. Like, right. Didn't work.
They would have gotten murked.
big facts. But I feel like that is a missed opportunity to have King Cold cook, because I would love to have saw him fight. Because, you know, I feel like I don't know if it was written and or alluded to, but I remember hearing somewhere that King Cold was like stronger than Frieza, like at that
and
time.
I also don't know why either, when he saw his son get easily killed like that, why he didn't go to his next form, because you know he wasn't in his final form.
Yeah, Mans was so in his second form. Like, he was in form two. Like, that's
what I also love about Trunks too. He was like, yo, I'm just gonna kill you right here. You're not even gonna have the opportunity to transform. Because I'm sure in Trunks' timeline, Goku probably allowed King Cole to like go to his final form, and it was probably more of a struggle just because of King Cole's power. But that's always something where, you know what Dragon Ball needs to do? They need to, you know how Marvel did their what ifs? They need to do something like that. Or like if they do like little special like mini episodes, like if we saw the episode, if they did an episode of that fight between King Cole versus Goku in Trunks' timeline, that'd be dope, because obviously he returned and killed King Cole and Frieza. So right. I would love to have known how that fight went. Like, was it something similar to Trunks? But probably not, because Goku would have been like, oh, you know, I'm having fun. And then, because I assume that it was even more light work, because Trunks was, because remember when Trunks and Goku were testing out their powers?
Yeah.
Goku was just blocking
with the finger. Yeah. Yeah, using a finger.
So Goku definitely let King Cole transform, because if he was that strong and Trunks handled them that easily, there's no way Goku was like, oh yeah, leave or I will kill you. Like, you know.
He was definitely like, oh, hey, this is too easy. It's all you got?
Right. I'll let you both go to another form.
Right, facts. Take you both on with just my finger. Big facts. Totally random. And I think I might have figured it out as I'm about to ask the question. So when Trunks comes back in the Goku Black arc and he like kind of recaps the story of what he's been up to and how he killed Deborah and Majin Buu and Babidi of his time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason that Babidi came to Earth was because there were strong enough people to steal energy to open up the egg. Mm-hmm. In Trunks' timeline, he'd have been the only person. So I wonder why Babidi chose to come to Earth. Like, there's nobody there. Like, it's just literally ravaged. Like, it's literally one fighter that's good. Yeah.
I mean, you saw how much power it took, though, for Majin Buu's. So he's probably thinking, like, all right, you know what? We'll prolong this fight. Hopefully, this bull will give us enough.
Right. I guess Trunks at that point in time might have been enough energy that they felt that, like, oh, yeah, this guy's enough. Like, one shot. Like, it's all we need.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's right. Beerus isn't in his timeline because Supreme Kai died in that fight.
Right.
In his timeline. So that means Beerus was damn, everybody. Shit, it's everybody.
That's what I'm saying. He's there by himself. But I'm going Deadly Beauty. Again, it's just a tried and true example of, you know, they don't ever let Vegeta have nice things. But I do love that fight. And Android 18, I feel like she's like everybody's original anime crush at one point in time. Although she fire. And I feel like outside of Chi Chi in Dragon Ball, there isn't a lot of female fighters in Dragon Ball, like the franchise at all. So having 18 come there and just like wreck shit was really was fire. It was a breath of fresh air.
For sure. If you will. For sure.
What you got for number three, bro?
I would say when Ultimate Gohan arrives to fight Super Buu. I just thought that between that entrance, his confidence, him and Goku's gi, him what appears to be not even transformed into it. Like at the time it was like, oh, he's just like, they're just chilling. And the beat down that he put on Super Buu, it was just such a dope moment for Gohan fans, because he had just been so just out of the picture that whole time. And like, you know, obviously he was there for the tournament and fought against Deborah, but like, you know, when you come off the Cell Saga and seeing how much potential he had, and he's just like an average, like your average superhero, Great Saiyan, man. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, we hear about his potential all the time. And then it's like, oh shit, like, you know, the kids had just, Gotenks wore off and they weren't able to fight Super Buu, and just everything just felt, you know, pointless. But then it was just, I just love the music in it. I loved, like I said, his cockiness, his bravado, because you never really saw that from Gohan. Even when he went Super Saiyan 2 against Cell, he was more so in like fight survival mode, and like was really, and he was just purely angry just of everything that was going on, where this one was just kind of like, yeah, I'm that shit right now.
You heard me?
Right.
Yeah, facts.
I mean,
yeah.
You just knew with how easy he was fighting him that like something was gonna happen where that like there was no way we had this main villain that had been built up for so long and he was just gonna get worked like this and boom, he's done. But it was cool seeing that moment for Gohan fans. So I and that's another episode. I think about episodes that I'll just turn on and just rewatch, and that's
great one.
Yeah, I definitely will rewatch that.
Yeah, another super slept on like detail, and I don't even know if it was intentional, but I'm gonna say that it was, or at least feel like it was. But even just Goku trusting Gohan to go do it himself, because we do know that the Elder Kai did have the ability to bring Goku back to life. You know, they swapped whatever astral planes, like whatnot, what have you. Yeah. So that was an ability. So Goku could have been like, nah, we need to do this together. Like, come on. Like, he's too strong. Like, we'll do this together. But Goku was just like, nah, you got this, bro. Like, son.
Right.
He's
right.
Like, you good. He's like, you got everything you need. And, you know, that's uncharacteristic of Goku for him to, like, willingly sit out of a fight. And granted, mm-hmm. he didn't know that Elder Kai could swap places with him at that moment, but it was a card that could have been played, and Elder Kai could have been like, hey, maybe both of y'all should go. Like, let's do this swap real quick. So them
y'all
having
ever think
that,
about that?
Yeah, in facts. Like, looking back, maybe he should have just let them both go.
Right.
Might have saved a lot of trouble. He just be like, damn, you know what? All right, we unlocked his potential. I can bring you back to life. How about y'all both just go? Like, do this together. But I love that. That is a great episode. Just his stoicism, I liked. Like, Ultimate Gohan is just like, you know, stone cold killer face. Like, it was no emotion, no smiling, mm-hmm. or like, it was just fluid. It was like he was on some Bruce Lee shit. Just fluid, bro.
Yeah,
I just
want more of that. Like, just that confident, cool. Like, because I mean, with Goku being the strongest usually all the time, you know, Goku's personality. It's all like. It's not until it's dire where you kind of see a little bit of like a little coolness to him, where it's just, you know, I want to see more of that. I want a character that just handles their business, clock in, clock out, you know, mm-hmm. like.
He said last one in, first one out, respect.
Right, right.
Alrighty, so for my last one, it's not even gonna be like, oh my god, that's such a deep cut. This is probably most people's favorite episode or in their favorite episodes. I'm gonna go keeping it super Reggie, the Goku versus Majin Vegeta, the fight. I know that fight.
Yeah. All right, I'll switch mine up then, because that was mine too.
I mean, we can elaborate on it together, bro.
No, whoa. You mentioned it, and then like what I was between that and something else, which kind of like correlates with that fight. So, yours is like perfect timing. So,
look at that. Always simpatico. Always wavelengths connected. But yeah, just having that fight, because we hadn't had a true Goku versus Vegeta fight since their mm-hmm. fight in the Saiyan saga. Mm-hmm. Because we had Vegeta versus Captain Ginyu in Goku's body with assistance from Krillin and Gohan and whatnot, what have you. And then, you know, they became frenemies and were on fighting for the same side and whatnot. And Goku was sidelined all of the Android saga, and they were fighting common enemy in Cell saga and whatnot, what have you. So having them be able to run it back. And the Saiyan fight, I feel like that original fight doesn't really get its flowers because it was so early in Dragon Ball Z and so much happened. But that fight was epic, and it spanned across mad episodes. So mm-hmm. just having I feel like it kind of speaks to how great the second official fight was, because it was only really like two episodes, and not even like mm-hmm. two full episodes, because like the long-awaited fight, which was the name of the episode where the bulk of it took place, they were cutting in and out of different stuff, like what Shin and Gohan were doing, trying to stop Boo's mm-hmm. egg from hatching and things of that nature. And then the fight concluded in the next episode. So, but the bulk of it was in there. Probably one of my favorite Vegeta moments ever is when he's giving the monologue about why he needed to let Babidi take him over. And, you know, mm-hmm. when he gives mm-hmm. the speech about, you know, try having your life, you know, ruled by another, and then this and the third, and going through, you know, being, you know, a slave to Frieza, and then Vegeta being the one to take Frieza out, you know, and things of that nature, and just, you know, talking about like, bro, like my life has sucked. Like, this is the one thing that I have control over, bro. Like, mm-hmm. and I need it for myself. And even a thing, an aspect of that I really love is, even though like Goku was disappointed, I feel like he understood. Like, yeah. I feel like yep. he got yep. it. He was just like, yo, he's just like,
this has to happen.
Yeah, you killing innocent people was super fucked up, but it's just like, you didn't want me holding back. You needed this fight. You wanted this fight. And for all, you deserve this, bro. Like, I get it. Like, I've been there. And it's funny. It's so funny, and again, could be accidental, could be on purpose. Dragon Ball Super version of Goku, I feel like, would have just took that fight without Vegeta having to kill the people. Because I feel like Dragon Ball Super version of Goku is like so fight obsessed, and he would have been like, fuck yeah, let's go. Yeah. We don't need to, the world will be all right. Like, let's like, go fight.
Super's Goku is almost sort of like a character regression in a little bit, because it's just a child. Like,
he's a child.
Yeah, like we always knew he was like that, but it gets even worse in Super. But literally like just then transitions right into what I'll talk about is I think the episode is called Vegeta's Final Atonement, which is when he self-destructs, and like I just love that moment between him and Trunks, and like this was really the beginning of the shift of Vegeta, where like you really kind of felt, we saw, you know, he had his fight with Goku, he achieved that power through essentially like letting someone take it, and it was almost as if like it was like kind of like an eye-opening, like just overall set of moments for him, where it's kind of like, look, I know that I've done a lot of messed up things in the past, and none of this is gonna, you know, make up for it, but you know, if this is what I need to do to protect my family, this planet, everybody, it's the least that I can do. And like, it's just, you really started to see that shift in Vegeta, where he finally started to accept, almost like accept who he was fully, and also going on his own path versus like always trying to catch up to Goku. Yeah. So, and then also to the ending where, you know, you have the Falconer score with the music,
the dynamic destruction music.
The narration as Vegeta, you know, starts screaming, and it all starts to explode. It was just like,
oh yeah, when the narrator like comes in earlier than usual, his goodbye to Vegeta. Yeah, that was a great touch.
The narrator is like talking as like Vegeta's still kind of like having his art. It was like you really felt that moment.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, not, there's not many moments I feel like where I was close to getting the chills in Dragon Ball Z, but like that, like combination of the narration, Vegeta talking, you know, he was sacrificing himself. It was like, ooh, I felt that.
Goosebumps just now, bro.
Right. You gonna run it back after this episode.
Always. Well, I mean, I'm gonna have to YouTube, because you know it's not the same without the Falconer score, bro. Like, not the same without the Falconer score. Like, I love the fact that Crunchyroll has like the Funimation dub, like the, so all the voices are like my nostalgia voices, but the music makes the world a difference, bro. Like, it really does.
I mean, it's what we grew up on, you know. People can argue and whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, it's everyone's own opinion, so it's not like, you know, if you like the original score, if you like the Faulkner score, hey man, I ain't gonna tell you.
We all can agree that no one likes the Kai score. That's where we bond.
But yeah, man, that was mine.
Yeah, nah, that was a good one. That was a really good one, and that does kind of gel well. And it's crazy because it's like kind of to go off of what you said about, you know, Vegeta like accepting who he was. I feel like that's why the Maro arc has to get animated, because like him having that moment on New Namek where he like apologized, not really apologizes, but like, you know, has that moment with the Namekian elder, and he's just like, yo, like, I did some fucked up shit, and I'm here to atone for that. Like, I'm here to, you know, last time I was on the Namek, I was catching wreck.
Hey, yo, last time y'all saw me, I was a little sick in the head. So,
my bad, bro.
Just wash that out of your memory. Just wash it out of your memory.
Yeah, you know what? It's what have I done for you lately?
Recency bias. Just do that. Just apply
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Just apply that. Let's just whitewash that away. This is where we at now. Hashtag free Namek. I'm here for you guys. I do your thing, Trey. But this was fun. I had a lot of these. Like I said, lifers. Exactly. We got to, because you know all they do is hydrate and mind their business, bro. You know,
exactly.
Great skincare routines. That's all they do. That's all they do. But lifers, you know, don't be scared to talk to us. You know, reach out, you know, through the DMs. Let us know your favorite episodes. Twitter, DB4L_pod on both Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what your favorite four episodes are. And let us know what other lists you would like us to do. Like I said, we'll probably do a favorite Dragon Ball episodes, probably Dragon Ball Super episodes, favorite theme, you know, things of those natures. But like I said, we want to keep putting out content for you guys, because you've been rocking with us for 2 years at this point. And we appreciate all the support. Because you know, we can't build this spirit bomb without you. So
man, we need the whole universe.
Lend us your energy by way of likes, subscribes, comments, 5-star reviews, follows on Instagram and Twitter. Again, that is DB4L_pod, and we will definitely be back with a lot more episodes like this. Voting for our girl Bex is still open. Go vote for her for Podcaster of the Year for the Game Her Awards. Voting is still open. So definitely still go vote for Bex, because we want to be named in her acceptance speech. So get those votes in there.
Spam.
Yeah, but good brother Trav, before we close this bad boy out, do you have any final words of wisdom?
Vote for Miss Majin.
Bow. Well, lifers, it's like we always say here in the Palace of Nerddom, whether you watch it or you read it, we all need it. So open up your nerd eye, and we will see you next time on Dragon Ball for Life. Dodon Ray. Shout outs to super producer Mikey and Paul.
Love you, Mikey. And shout outs to Yali. All caps.
All caps. And say, later, nerds.
Mortals, listen up. It's your god of destruction, Beerus, here. Subscribe and follow the Dragon Ball for Life podcast, or else you shall be erased from existence. Hakai.